Letters to a Future Champion, My Time with Mr. Pulver. Written by Dottie Pepper. Published by Mission Point Press. Narrated by Dottie Pepper, Bob Sauer, and Mike Lenz. To DMN, who will not resent the fact that he is not mentioned in this book.
Foreword by Kathy Whitworth. When Dottie asked me to write a foreword for her book, I was surprised and flattered. Surprised because we haven't been in touch for a while, and certainly flattered, as it isn't every day you are asked for a favor of such importance by such a great player and personality. I began to notice Dottie shortly after she joined the tour in 1988. In fact, we played briefly together that year. More on that in a moment. Where I really began to know Dottie, though, was in the inaugural 1990 Solheim Cup. I was fortunate enough to be named the U.S. team's captain. We had only 8 players that first year, and Dottie was one of them. What I liked most about Dottie was her competitive spirit, her determination, and her even-keeled emotion. The other players on the team included Betsy King, Beth Daniel, Pat Bradley, Patty Sheehan, Nancy Lopez, Rosie Jones, and Kathy Gehring. These players were the best in the world. Sure, the Europeans had some very good competitors, but we had the upper hand. Looking back now, I feel my best pairing was Dottie and Kathy. Both had the same attitude and very similar games. As it turned out, they played great. Not surprisingly, they became very close friends afterwards. In Dottie's Letters to a Champion, My Time with Mr. Pulver, you will begin to understand who helped her become the champion and person she is today. Interestingly, for me, it brings back memories of my own mentor and instructor, Harvey Penick. Best known now as the author of The Little Red Book, he was head professional at the Austin Country Club. I was sent to see Harvey by the head professional of the Jal Country Club, Hardy Loudermilk. I was 17 and had been playing about 2 years, so I was fortunate to get to him at an early age. There is no question my success in golf was because of Harvey. He was perfect for me, although he said he wasn't right for everyone. When he first saw me hit balls on the range, he told me he thought he could help. "But you have to do what I say," he said. "Otherwise, it would be a waste of my time and his." Fortunately, I possessed enough good sense to say okay. He told me later that it's the student who makes the teacher, which I immediately disputed. Regardless, if I hadn't done what he'd asked, I would never have succeeded the way I did. Some of the things he taught me, a great grip, how to take dead aim, how to shift my weight, and how to control the path of the club going
sample complete. Ready to continue?